Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Random Show podcast, the show where we take random topics from movies, books, television series, pop culture, and all forms of fictional slash fantasy medium and see how best we can relate to it in our setting. And by our setting, I mean right here in the motherland, Ghana. As you may have realized, the Random Show has been off for a while. That's because we took a little break, you know, to gather ourselves, put things back in place, but we are back with a bang, people. Yes, that's right. I'm doing a solo show today. Yes, I'm doing a solo show. And so I hope you can bear with me. The topic for today is, how would you react if your secret identity as a hero was revealed? Yes, I'm taking a play right out of the trailer from Spider-Man No Way Home. The trailer hit, I think, 2 nights ago, and it was crazy. Yo, this is like an event of the year. I hope the Solar Bird does not have another stampede, because Avengers was mad. Pre-screening. If you were there at the pre-screening for Avengers, Solar Bird, and even on the premiere day, which was even worse, yo, I'm told a massive stampede. We were like packed up at the top. We had to wait like an hour. Sweat. It was terrible. But the movie was so worth it. And I do know that Spider-Man will live up to its name as well. So let me jump right straight into it. First off, tackle how it'll affect me. Shit. If I was a superhero down here in Ghana. Well, first off, if you're a superhero in Ghana, let's just go with Spider-Man. I'm not doing web shooting. Will not be my stronghold out here in Accra and Tema. Like, buildings are not that tall. There are limited skyscrapers, and to top it off, they aren't all that close together. So even if you're in central Accra, or like, you know, these new high-rise locations, and you're swinging, you just have like 3 or 4 swings and then you're back on flat road in the middle of the sun in spandex with the police and people probably laughing at you saying, who the hell is that deranged madman? And it would be so funny. It would be so funny. But, well, when it comes to like identities, if you're a hero, or if you were a hero, or if you are a hero, because we can't rule that out, people doing the most nowadays, really doing the most. But if you were to be a hero down here in, say, Tema, even though it's quite a small place and everyone knows, everyone knows everyone, it's not that small, but like, there are familiar faces that you see every now and then. And so, well, crime isn't necessarily that high. We hardly get bank robberies like back to back. It's like one incident every 3-4 months. So probably street level crime, like petty theft, what we call fache, that, I mean, if you're stopping that and you're super strong, you just slap the guy and that's basically it. Or Spider-Man could basically just show up to a crime scene show up to a crime scene and just shout, "If you, like, thief," basically that. And an entire brigade of passerbys who have held inside a burning urge to purge would come and most likely probably lynch the person. So, yeah. Oh. Then, of course, if there's supervillains, then that's a whole different dynamic. So then now he's going up against people on his power level, or people that power scale up to him. Collateral damage. Buildings are kind of far apart. Depending on where they're fighting, Community 1, that's a lot of damage. We have massive clusters of people in the markets. It's not like a Whole Foods section where everything is all neatly put out. No, it's clusters upon clusters, and any kind of fight with two soups around that area would result in a lot of human and collateral damage loss. So my identity was not known. I mean, it would be chill and all, and if it was known, would I want everyone to forget it? See, that's a different thing. Would I want everyone to forget it? Or would I be... Most people here are proud. Like, even people without powers are known to be killers. And not, like, literal killers, but, like, a sense of, like, the word kind of, like, refers to, like, a hard guy down here. So, yeah, most people are seen or perceived as hard guys. So, I'm sure people wouldn't mind having their identity put out there if they had the means to protect who they needed to protect, or even if people knew who they were with. Spider-Man is a teenager, so someone in SS probably, you know, yeah, that, see, now you're going to SS in a different, like, region or something. So, yeah, it's all complicated and messed up in a way. But if I was a hero down here. My preference for having my identity be kept secret, I'd probably go with that, because then apart from people being judgmental here, you might just cause unnecessary or call for an unwanted unnecessary attention by just displaying your identity. If you were low-key, you could do a whole much more. So yeah, basically that. I would try as much as possible to stay low-key. So I guess my answer for the question then, if asked, what my next step would be if my identity was revealed as a hero here in Ghana, it would be to immediately try and locate. This is considering the fact that there might be people out there. Well, there are people out there trying to hurt me and people that I love. So my first call of action, like any other sensible hero would do, would be to ensure the safety of those close to me, which in my case would be my immediate family and people I love. After that is done, it's more like, you want some heat? Bring it. I'm right here. Also, I don't think I'll be making the classic comic book trope mistake of leaving the villains to just break out every single time. You need to injustice a few villains here and there, if you get what I mean. I'm just kidding. Peace all the time. Batman, no killing. Batman is great. Batman is awesome. Anyway, that's all we have time for today. Thank you for joining me. Like I said, just stay tuned, stay positive. Recommend this to a friend, share, like, comment. Let's keep the conversation going. And are you also hyped for Spider-Man No Way Home? Let me know. As always, this is Ichigo. This has been The Random Show. Goodbye.